You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is Evangeline Edwards, here representing the American Conservatory Theater and also playing the role of Kitty in a play called Love and Warcraft. Welcome to the show, Evangeline.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here.
You're joining us from Smoky, California, so I just want to take a moment to kind of acknowledge the current crisis there with the wildfires. I wish there was something I could say or do to help, but I'm glad that you're safe and able to be here with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's definitely an apocalyptic time, but thankfully we have this show to pull us through, and we don't have to leave our houses to do it. So,
yeah, that's kind of almost exactly what I was about to say. Theater can just be an incredible distraction, so let's just allow it to be that for the duration of this interview, at least. Mm-hmm. But tell me a little bit about the American Conservatory Theater and how you're a part of it.
Yeah, so ACT is one of the major equity houses in California on the West Coast. We have a main stage that performs, you know, shows regularly during regular times. And then we also have a conservatory, which is what I'm a part of. I'm an MFA student getting my acting MFA. I'm in my second year, and the same is true with everyone in the production, actually. And then we also have high school, elementary school educational programs. We have a lot of new works that are happening. And amazingly enough, the artistic director of Perseverance Theater, who is the theater that we're doing this production with, Leslie Ishii, is a MFA grad. So there's this kindred West Coast history, and it's really cool to be working with a grad as I'm a current MFA.
Yeah, that's great. So Leslie is kind of the connector there between ACT and Perseverance Theater, and you are co-producing a play that is called Love and Warcraft. And like many things this year, originally planned on being live, it's a play that's usually performed live on stage, but now it will be online. Tell us a little bit about the play, Love and Warcraft.
Yeah, so the play follows a character named Evie, who is a senior at a university in Southern California. And the way that she makes her money is by writing love letters for people to help them or help people break up. So she aids in the relationship, you know, being the relationship doctor at her campus. And in her spare time, she's a gamer. And that's where the World of Warcraft comes in. So she is obsessed with gaming, and she's actually like famous in the World of Warcraft for being this incredible gamer. And I'd say, without giving too much away, she finds herself in a position of real world love when she's used to dealing with people over the internet. Yeah, it's really fun. We've got three or four core characters that stay the same, and then two actors who actually play like six or seven roles. So they're changing throughout, and there's these little, you know, we follow the story of Evie and her love life and her friends. And then also these little vignettes come in of people that are somehow connected to Evie's story. So it's really cool. It's a cool play.
Yeah. And then tell me about your character, Kitty.
Oh, Kitty. I play Evie's best friend. And while Evie is a little bit more reserved sexually, one of the conversations is about asexuality and just, you know, fear of the unknown in terms of, you know, dating in college culture. And my character is very much the opposite. I am very forward with my impulses, and definitely encourage Evie to be the same, where she is less ready to do the physical. Kitty is a little bit less ready to do the emotional side of relationships. So that contrast is really fun to see where we butt heads.
Is your character a gamer as well?
No, No, but by the end of the play, all of the characters end up playing the World of Warcraft. So even though Kitty and Raoul don't play the World of Warcraft, we come in and we're trying to find Evie in this world. And so it ends up that we disguise ourselves and in the hopes of finding her there. And Kitty, I think, finds out that she actually really likes playing Warcraft. So
how was this play adapted for a Zoom performance? And Madhuri Shikhar was the playwright. Was she involved in this process at all?
We did get to meet her. She's super awesome. We've actually altered the play slightly. So she gave us a few rewrites to fit it to an online format a little bit more. But yeah, I mean, originally, so Peter J. Kuo was our director. We came in first week of rehearsal and he was like, okay, COVID is happening. It is a thing. We're in our homes. We have Zoom to make theater off of. I'm not going to ignore the fact that we're using a computer to make theater. So why not use technology as almost another character? And so he explained, like, there'll be moments where your laptop camera is open and it's as though you're just having a scene with your friend, but your laptop camera is open, or my iPhone, is open. My iPhone camera is open and I'm sitting at a bar, and that's how you see the scene, is as though it's through a surveillance camera or other, ways that we already use technology, and just invite that eye in. So it's not necessarily like we're trying to speak directly to each other through the camera. And it's a little bit more filmic in that way, I would say.
Well, that's interesting that you bring that up. From what I understand, you do the performance live every time, but isn't there temptation to just, record the best one?
Yeah. Well, so I think that's part of the joy of, it's not exactly film, because, I'm the person who's operating my camera and my sound and hitting my marks the whole time and acting. And that's part of what connects it to theater and less to film, is that's true as a theater actor. We're on a track and we're keeping track of our costumes and our props and hitting our marks. And we will actually be recording one of our performances and streaming it on Broadway HD from September 18th to the 25th, I think. So we are doing that. But there's something to seeing people do live theater, because things go wrong all the time. You never know what could happen. One time we had one of my castmates, James, actually got booted out of the Zoom meeting in the middle of a scene, and we had to improvise to cover for him. And that, it certainly keeps you on your toes. And hopefully the audience can tell.
And for the parts where you're all playing the video game, is that, do we see screenshots of the game as well and your characters in action?
Yes. Yeah. It's kind of like a voiceover. So Peter and Ariana and a few other people on the production team actually played World of Warcraft. And we had a fun afternoon where I went in and Ariana, the stage manager, asked me, okay, so what do you think Kitty's avatar would look like in this world? And I got to pick her hair and her costume and everything. So there's like kind of that connection. And then they screen recorded these scenes of them playing Warcraft, and then during the show they play a video and we basically voice over as though we are playing the game.
Wow. Well, that's really cool, and it looks like it's received pretty good reviews so far, and it's really nice to have Perseverance, our local theater, connected to something that's kind of going out to the whole nation. So would you tell us how, when and where we can see it?
Yeah. So we will be streaming this Friday, September 11th at 11 a.m. Alaska time, or no, sorry, 10 a.m., 11 a.m. California time. And then Saturday, September 12th at 7 p.m., 8 p.m. California. And then from the 18th to the 25th, you can find the recorded version on Broadway HD. Tickets are available on either the American Conservatory Theater website or at the Perseverance Theater website. And yeah, I mean, it's nice to have the streaming option. So if you can't make either of those specific times, you can fit it in when you're doing dishes or waking up in the morning, want to watch some live video theater.
Oh, that sounds great. Well, Evangeline, it was lovely to meet you today and speak with you. I'm glad we got to connect, and I'm glad you're a part of this project. It sounds like it's actually pretty fun, and it's you know, one of the advantages to all this is that theater and things like that are changing and more accessible, and so it's not all bad, eh?
Definitely. Definitely.
Thanks for being here with us today. And
thank you so much.
Break a leg.
Thanks.
Bye. Okay.